Despite worries over security, the U.S. government is continuing to urge American businesses to take part in Iraq's reconstruction. Yesterday, representatives from 200 companies gathered in Philadelphia to hear from government officials and prime contractors about how they can compete in Iraq. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Assistant Commerce Secretary William Lash told a rapt audience of business people not to be put off by all the bad news about Iraq.
Something you don't see on CNN is that Iraqis are out consuming. You can sell anything there from plumbing supplies to bath and beauty supplies to computers, you name it. You're seeing a vibrant economy come to life.
And he said this isn't just about making money.
Don't think of Iraq solely as an economic opportunity. Think of it as a moral obligation. We have a moral obligation to help rebuild this country.
And he said U.S. businesses have a crucial role to play. Lash insisted that the rebuilding is going full steam ahead, despite efforts by some to thwart it. Still, business people who came asked questions about security costs and insurance, and some who've spent time in Iraq talked about the danger. Thomas Wright, president of International Ironworks, described an attack on a hotel next to where he was staying.
I was sitting just looking out the window, and I saw a big explosion. Is that one where someone filled an ambulance with dynamite and drove it up to a hotel and blew it up? Let me tell you something, Toto. We ain't in Kansas anymore.
Sam Artis directs the Small Business Liaison Office for Washington Group International, a prime contractor working to restore electrical power in northern Iraq.
Every time you hear about an event, an incident, you just kind of dig your nails into your desk chair and security of your own office, and you say, please let them be okay.
Last summer, three subcontractors working for his company were killed. The recent spate of attacks has prompted new precautions.
We are currently, you know, for lack of a better word, I'll call it a lockdown, and that is we don't want our people putting up power lines or towers in a rural location. You would not be allowed to do that. You would stay in the base camp.
Stefan Rebera says his firm, Viatech, has decided to keep its workers at their job site, a power substation, around the clock under heavy guard until the job's done. The company intends to stick it out, but that could change.
There may be a point in time where we say, let's get out of here.
For some firms, the volatile situation in Iraq may create opportunities as well as risks. Bill Awry works for Coleman Industries, which makes secure modular structures.
They're steel frame buildings, and they're custom designed. They can provide ballistic blast protection for the people inside.
Bill Salmonson works for Labak Technologies.
We provide field installable armor kits that protect the drivers and the occupants of certain trucks and SUVs and other vehicles.
Salmonson's company already has subcontracts in Iraq. Allreeds hopes to win one. Some business people at the conference expressed misgivings about U.S. policy in Iraq as well as employee safety, but some said they believe their work can make a difference. And some said it's simply a business opportunity they can't afford to pass up. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.